WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. We're diving headfirst into something that trips us all up at some point, prioritizing like a boss. Ever feel like you're drowning in tasks, with deadlines looming like hungry sharks? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and you just want to curl up under a blanket and pretend the world doesn't exist? Yeah, me too. But fear not, my friend, because today we're cracking the code on prioritization. We're talking about learning to focus on what truly matters, ditching the distractions, and actually getting things done, without losing your sanity. Okay, so here's the deal. Prioritizing isn't just about making a list and crossing things off. It's about understanding your goals, values, and energy levels. Think of it like this. You've got a limited amount of time and mental bandwidth each day, so you gotta be strategic about where you pour those resources. First up, let's talk about identifying your big rocks. These are the most important things in your life, the projects that align with your goals, the relationships that bring you joy, the activities that make your soul sing. Write them down, because they're not going to magically appear on your plate. Then, think about the smaller pebbles and sand, those tasks that need doing but aren't critical to your overall well-being. They're important, sure, but they shouldn't hijack your time if your big rocks are waiting to be moved. Next, let's talk about the Eisenhower Matrix. Ever heard of it? This brilliant tool helps you categorize tasks based on urgency and importance. Urgent and important? Do those first, my friend. Important but not urgent? Schedule them in. They deserve your attention. Urgent but not important? Delegate or automate if possible. And finally, those tasks that are neither urgent nor important? Let's be honest, we all have some of these lurking around. It's okay to let them go. Trust me, your mind will thank you. Remember, saying no is a superpower. Don't be afraid to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities. You can't do everything for everyone, and it's crucial to protect your time and energy. And speaking of energy, listen to your body. There are times when you're buzzing with focus and motivation, and other times when you're feeling drained. Schedule your most demanding tasks for when you're at your peak, and save the lighter stuff for when your energy is running low. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're a freelance writer juggling multiple projects, a family life, and a social calendar that wouldn't quit. You feel constantly pulled in different directions, and your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt. That's where prioritization comes in. You could start by identifying your big rocks. Maybe it's finishing a crucial client project, spending quality time with your kids, or finally hitting that writing deadline you've been avoiding. Then, use the Eisenhower Matrix to categorize those tasks and schedule them accordingly. Delegate social media management if possible, and carve out dedicated, focus time for your most important work. Remember, saying no to a social event might be necessary if it means protecting your time and energy for your top priorities. So, there you have it, the power of prioritization. It's about making conscious choices, aligning your actions with your values, and saying yes to what truly matters. Remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Focus on one thing at a time, make progress every day, and celebrate your wins along the way. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest procrastination struggles? How do you prioritize in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Killer for more tips and tricks on conquering those pesky distractions and achieving your goals. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.